love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
The mailbox is full. I cannot accept any messages at this time. Goodbye.
Greetings, the automatically deleted husband. Automatically deleted again. My life personally has become, got to the point of difficult. So I have to address that very seriously. So for the moment, I did send a postcard to Glory Jane simply because I just told her I wanted to hug her. She's my girl. But last week, we reviewed Exodus 20. You may be familiar with this. There's a few things that people have taken note of. But specifically, verse 20. Moses said to the people, "Do not fear, for God has come to test you, that the fear of him may be before you, that you may not sin." So, goes through the Ten Commandments. Well, and... okay, goes to the Ten Commandments after this over. "Now then the people saw the thunder and flashes of lightning and the sound of the trumpet on the mountain smoking, and the people were afraid and trembled, and they stood far off and said to Moses, 'You speak to us, and we will listen, but do not let God speak to us, lest we die.' Moses said to the people, 'Do not fear. God has come to test you, that the fear of him may be before you, that you may not sin.' The people stood far off while Moses drew near to the thick darkness where God was." Oh, well, and one other thing. Yeah, we'll focus on that. But, "And the Lord said to Moses, 'Thus you shall say to the people of Israel, you have seen for yourselves that I have talked with you from heaven. You shall not make gods of silver to be with me, nor shall you make for yourselves gods of gold. An altar of earth you shall make for me, and sacrifice on it burnt offerings and peace offerings, your sheep and your oxen, and in every place I cause my name to be remembered, I will come and bless you. If you make an altar of stone, you shall not build it of hewn stones. If you wield your tool in it, you profane it. And you shall not go up by steps to my altar, that your nakedness may not be exposed on it." One of the things I find fascinating about that particular passage about altars, right after the Ten Commandments, we see, you know, a lot of people, especially like Judge Roy Moore in Alabama, because, you know, I met him once, made a big deal of his monument and so forth, of the Ten Commandments and so forth. But if you look at church buildings, if you look at government buildings and whatnot, what's the typical, very common thing? Steps. You know, that is very common. And especially, you know, like the big buildings in Washington, big buildings here, there, and every place, religious, government, and so forth, steps. And I think if you go back, the ziggurats or whatnot, these big, huge places where people would go up to offer sacrifices and so forth, steps. And God is saying specifically, don't do that. Plus, not built of hewn stones. In other words, you don't use square bricks or rectangular bricks. So everything that was said directly in Exodus 20, we go to God and say, "Nah," right? It's we're doing exactly opposite what he says to do. But you know, what does he know? He's only our creator. Anyway, I've often found that fascinating. But the verse 20, you know, you have you know, "Wait, I don't want to listen to this God fellow. So you talk to us for us." And of course, no. I think one of the things that has happened is that God, well, you know, we see in the Gospels now, he's now chosen to speak with us face to face, you know, in the when we see Christ. Obviously, he was there but that's another tangent. But the point here is that he's come to test you, that the fear of him may be before you, that you may not sin. Now, you know, when you look at the Hebrew, that, you know, obviously, I would have read it directly in the Hebrew, but I can't. But anyway, you know, I look at the definition, the Brown Driver Biggs definition. To sin, miss the mark, miss the way, go wrong, incur guilt, forfeit, purify from uncleanliness, and so forth. But so, that you may not sin, miss the way, go wrong, and so forth. So, yeah, we understand that. But there's also, to miss the mark, to induce sin, to miss oneself, lose oneself, wander from the way, and so forth. So you're going off. And not that you are committing something that is wrong, but you're going off. You know, which is the idea, of course, missing the mark or just miss the way. Missing the way, or just to miss, it doesn't have quite the weight of the idea, I have done a transgression. So when you look at the passage in the Greek, in the Septuagint, it is the same word that we, you know, I've discussed many times, you know, without a share in. Specifically, to be without a share in is the Greek. And so when you look at this from the Exodus 20:20 and look at it, not that you may not commit transgressions, because obviously we just did the Ten Commandments, and that God has come to test you that you may fear him, that the fear of him may be before you, that you may not commit transgressions, that you may not sin. So is that, and again, I don't have a definitive answer on this, but this is something we've been exploring because it's simply not clear. Is it because, you know, the idea that the only way to God is to not commit transgressions? No, clearly not. You know, we do it. And I can't go to the Lord and say, look, Lord, I am pure. So, obviously, my desire is not to commit a transgression, not to violate the Ten Commandments, not to violate the fundamental two, to love him and love my neighbor. But the Ten Commandments is simply a way to specifically address what it is to love him and love my neighbor through example. But then it's that, is my focus not to commit a transgression, or is my focus to have a share in him? Is that what's being talked about? That you may not sin, may not be without a share in? That the fear of him, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, right? But what is wisdom? I think, you know, hey, I want to know this fellow. This guy who claims to be my creator, the evidence is he's my creator. And I want to know him. Because there is no one who has greater authority than him. So it's kind of like, okay, I'm going to yield to him. I want to know him. I want to have a share in him. Again, I am his creation. Having a share in him does not make me part of him in the sense of that I have his power. I'm part of him in the sense I have a relationship. I really think this is important, and it's a lot of struggles. But anyway, I thought I would bring that up since I made a note of this and I haven't brought it up yet. So I'm bringing it up now. There are some difficulties. I did send an email yesterday. There was some review of it. So we'll put it that way at this point. But I am at the point of something's got to give or I don't eat. And that's the problem. My lady, my wife, I love you and I want you back.